Hi, this is Deborah Wong, and we're talking about the Seattle City Council races. There are four incumbents running for re-election to the City Council, but voters only have to make a decision in two of those races during this primary election. That's because two of the races have three candidates running, and only two candidates can advance through the primary to the general election. In City Council position number 8, incumbent Mike O'Brien is being challenged by Albert Shen and David Ishii. We spoke with Albert Shen about why he's running.
So I'm running because in my work, I have seen lots of dealt with a lot of problems and threats. I also foresee a lot of problems and threats as we move forward. I see people that are unemployed. I see long job lines. I see our children not getting the education they deserve. And I don't see our city using our resources wisely. What I don't see is a transportation policy for a 21st century economy. What I don't see is a public safety policy that embraces our diverse communities and keeps us safe. And what I don't see is our city preparing for our most difficult environmental challenges coming up, such as the Duwamish Waterway Cleanup Program. With my community experience, small business experience as an advocate for education, nonprofits, and small businesses, I believe I bring a range of vision, leadership, and experience that the City Council needs. That's why I'm running. We can do better.
So why did you decide to challenge Mike O'Brien?
Yeah, this is really about, you know, this is my home. Seattle is, I've been here 28 years. We can do better. It's not about him. I'm a small business owner. I've had to run a business in the worst economic recession of our time. So I bring that practical experience of running a business, understanding, you know, how government is supposed to work. I've worked in numerous nonprofits. I'm on the board of trustees with the Seattle Community Colleges and numerous other boards. You know, I see lots of issues. We're seeing 70% of the children coming out of our K-12 system into the community college fail basic math. That is a crisis. So I believe I want to bring my experience and background to running for city council and giving back to the community.
In a citywide council, though, you could have chosen to run against any of the candidates who were running this year. Was there any particular reason why you chose this seat versus other seats?
No, you know, no. It's four open seats, and you can pick any one. And, you know, ultimately, I did have to make a decision. But, you know, I want to be that independent voice, you know, for the city. I didn't want to be Mike McGinn's rubber stamp. And I felt like this is my opportunity to step up and run for office.
Do you think Mike O'Brien has been a rubber stamp for the mayor?
I think there's lots of issues that he has.
On what issues in particular?
Well, like the panhandling issue. I think that was a very big issue that, you know, the from a public safety perspective that we clearly needed. And, you know, he's changed his mind. So, and that was one thing the mayor did. They spent their first 2 years in office trying to defeat the deep bore tunnel. And that was during one of the worst economic recessions in which we needed jobs to be created for working families. And I felt that that's how they've approached it. But I'm not going to look backwards. I'm going to look forward.
Well, Mike O'Brien has this reputation for being one of the more liberal or progressive or left of center folks on the council. Do you agree with that characterization? And where would you fall in the political spectrum?
Yeah, I think all the council members, they're all applauded for doing great public service. And, you know, everyone, Seattle is a progressive city, you know. So, yes, he is progressive. I am progressive. But as I said, you know, I bring my experience as a small business owner, you know, to this council. And part of being on council is bringing diverse backgrounds and perspectives and solutions. And that's what I want to do.
Do you feel like the council has been anti-business or has not been representing business interests well?
Well, I think in general, you know, they've paid attention to it. But having someone on council with a business perspective, especially a small business perspective, it adds to a different dialogue and voice in terms of vetting through potential legislation that impacts all small businesses. So, it's part of the democracy is that we have to add different voices, to the voice. And that's where I'm coming from.
What do you think would be your signature issues if you were to make it onto the council? What would you be pushing for most?
I think clearly public safety is a big one. Economic development, education, you know, three very important issues important to the city right now. I think public safety is clearly one of the number one things. What we're seeing down in the 3rd and Pine Corridor, you know, the recent stabbings, and my office is in the Chinatown International District. You know, I see on a daily basis drug dealing, urination, alcoholism. So those are issues that we have to take care of, and I want to tackle that head on.
Has the council not done a good enough job taking on those issues?
Well, I think if you look at what's been going on, 21,000 robberies around the city, and these clear underlying issues in various neighborhoods, I think it speaks for itself. Whatever is there is not really working, and I want to add to that diversity of opinions to try and solve the problem.
What would your idea be to try to clean up the streets?
I think we have to get back to a back-to-basics approach on a lot of things. For example, we used to have a good police beat system, and to get the police integrated into the communities. Those are officers that are part of the community. They know the leaders. They know the business leaders, the community leaders, and, some of the problem people, and they can be actually physically part of the dialogue with actual feet on the ground in the community. And we have to look at that back-to-basics approach, which I think we've gotten away from.
There has been a push towards more community policing, though, in recent years. You don't feel like it's gone far enough?
I haven't seen it from what I've seen. I have family and friends that are law enforcement officers. I care about their well-being just as much, so it has to be made safe enough for them. But given everything that we're seeing, we need to do better. We have to do better.
You talked about economic development and creating jobs. What would you do differently that isn't being done now to create jobs?
Well, I want any business to come here to be able to start and grow in Seattle. I think that's a paramount importance. We have to make it easy as possible for businesses that want to be here. We have a lot of great organically grown companies, Starbucks, Amazon, Microsoft. Starbucks at one time was a small business. So, and look where it is now. So we have to create an environment to small businesses can thrive. For a specific example, our parking policy in town. I think as I've been talking to a lot of voters, they're very concerned about, the inconsistent parking policy and this inhibition of coming into town paying these rates up until 8 o'clock. So Kemper Freeman on the east side is going to be developing Bellevue Square. So we have this competition with the east side. We have to find a way to not make parking a disincentive for people to come into town, to spend their money and, spend their resources here. There is also the tourism industry, I think, is a key paramount. We just passed equal rights marriage in the state of Washington. I think that's a great ability to leverage that opportunity to attract to the rest of the country. Say, hey, let's give the LGBT community some marketing dollars and, give them the ability to market out to the rest of the country to say, hey, come to the Washington State, come to Seattle. It's a great wedding destination. And when they come here, they use a lot of other small businesses to get married. And just the overall impact of that resources would be huge. And one other thing is foreign direct investment as far as tourism. We are an international city. SeaTac Airport is, at 33 million annual passengers a year coming in. So we have a huge opportunity to bring in Asian tourists to come in here and, spend lots of money and see the great Pacific Northwest.
We also just legalized pot in the state, and the city council has been grappling with, how to encourage pot businesses, indoor growing operations in the city. What do you think about that?
Well, I have serious concerns about it. The people of the state of Washington have spoken. It's not something I'm going to advocate to go back on. But I originally was not in favor of this legislation. I fear for our children and for our law enforcement and the unintended consequences that could come out of this. When you get into growing facilities, city council is going to have to look at, potentials for racketeering, potential for crime break-ins. I've talked to law enforcement community and they have some serious concerns as well. So we have to collectively as a city between the city council and law enforcement and the business community that want to put up these businesses to come up with a sound policy on how, the distribution and sale of legal marijuana is going to be made safe and keep out of the hands of our children. I have seen the direct impacts of what it does to kids and families, and that is my paramount concern. I want to make sure we fully utilize that.
There are a couple things that Mike O'Brien has made his signature issues in the last 4 years. The plastic bag ban was one of them. Campaign finance reform is one. Affordable housing in South Lake Union. Do you differ with him on any of those issues?
Yes. Let's look at affordable housing. I served for 8 years on the Seattle Chinatown International District PDA, and workforce housing and low-income housing was part of our mission as far as developing more in the Chinatown International District. I think what happened in South Lake Union is an example of the city not leveraging its ability and embracing the private-public partnership to be able to build more affordable housing. So what I mean by that is, you know, city council spent months very late in the process to come up with a dollar per square footage fee for developers. But at the end of the day, if this plan works, if what they do happens, it's 700 units over 18 years. That's 38 units per year. I would advocate for, if their developers, give the developers the opportunity to develop, we're going to use incentive fees, but use it strategically to say, hey, let's take those dollars and utilize other housing CDCs, community development corporations, such as the PDA and others, in Chinatown or other districts to build more housing per dollar. And those, in my opinion, creates more vibrant and safe neighborhoods. Those funds gives them the ability to build more open spaces, transportation infrastructure, and public safety programs. So you have to capture that money and utilize it wisely. At the end of the day, what we're seeing at South Lake Union, what they came up with may not even happen. So after all that, in my mind, it was kind of a waste of time and resources when we could have leveraged that opportunity.
The argument, I guess, behind using the money in South Lake Union is that you're creating all this economic development in the neighborhood. You want to create some affordable housing opportunities within the neighborhood so that you don't have this, you know, really expensive district that has no economic diversity. Do you not buy that?
I'm not sure I buy into that yet. You know, obviously, that's a certain percentage of median income. Whether people at income can then afford all the amenities down there? Are they going to go to Whole Foods or whatever? I mean, a lot of those questions, you know, I would want to ask if I'm on council. I think affordable housing in some of those areas are important, but we have a citywide issue of affordable housing. That's where city council has to do a good job of saying, how are we going to use this to solve our overall problem? Because we're, I mean, thousands of units short, and we need to maximize on every potential opportunity.
What do you think your chances are?
I think my chances are great. I, you know, picked up the Seattle Firefighters, local IAF of 27 came out, Longshoremen, the Carpenters, other labor groups are coming, and the Chamber. So I have a broad base of support between labor and business. So we've raised over $115,000 for my campaign already. I think we're on a good track, and I'm very confident about this race.
Is it unusual to have a challenger raising more money than the incumbent?
Apparently so. So, but, you know, it's a testament to the supporters I have out there from the area and, you know, their desire also to see as an Asian American. You know, we haven't had a lot of representation on the council to be part of local government. And it's also partly why I'm running, because as someone from the community of color, it's important that we step up and run.
That was Seattle City Council candidate Albert Shen. We have interviews with the other candidates in the race, as well as candidates for City Council position number 2, on our website, kuow.org, and search for elections. For 94.9 KUOW, I'm Deborah Wong.